Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:32. This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, May 22nd. University of Kansas Chancellor Doug Girard says the university faces a shortfall amounting to more than a quarter of its general operating budget. The pandemic has forced KU to close its campuses.
The Lawrence Journal-World reported the $120 million shortfall stems from losses in research dollars, event fees, and student housing and dining revenue. Girard said, quote, all options must be on the table, end quote. Those include sweeping vacant position budgets, using reserve funds, and keeping in place a hiring freeze. He also hinted furloughs and layoffs are likely after the new fiscal year begins July 1st.
The Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood with that story. A new Fox News poll looks at the potential general election match between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden, as well as voters' feelings on how that ballot may be cast.
If the election were held today, the new poll shows the Democrat, Biden, with a 48-40% edge over the president. Just last month, it was even at 42%. As for how voters will decide during a pandemic, the president opposes voting by mail.
If you can, you should go and vote. Voting is an honor. It shouldn't be something where they send you a pile of stuff and you send it back.
But if COVID-19 is still a threat, 63% say they'd favor mailing in a ballot. But given a preference, 48% say they'd still like to pull a lever in person. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Of course, the pandemic having a big impact on local governments. Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News cleaning crews are busy at City Hall.
And they basically just continue to rotate through the building all day. And they're sanitizing the elevators, all the public areas, and then the doorways, entrances into offices. And we also have a whole new set of protocols for conference rooms. We've reduced the capacity of the conference rooms, and then after a meeting, the room is cleaned, sanitized.
City Manager Robert Layton, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. A court in Texas is trying a digital approach to jury selection because of the pandemic. The Collin County Court wrangled 26 potential jurors into one Zoom call this week. Court officials using the app to conduct an experimental summary trial. The judge says they want to see if it's possible to hold legal hearings virtually. Judge Emily Miskell says people can maintain social distancing while making sure justice is served.
We need a way to restart jury trials because it's just not a long-term solution to not hold them for several months on end. People have important rights that need to be protected, and we need to figure out how we can resume jury trials.
You know, there were some technical problems, but court officials say there were no major issues. The Sedgwick County Health Department confirming more than 8,600 residents have now been tested for COVID-19 in the county, but that's only 1.7% of the population of Sedgwick County that have been tested now. The health department did sample 41 people yesterday through a drive-through site. Residents may be tested at no cost, regardless of insurance, if they have at least 2 symptoms of COVID-19. There are no restrictions on age nor underlying conditions. Police in Florida's Orange County say they need help from the public. They want to find a pack of puppies stolen from a pet shop in Orlando worth a small fortune. Danielle Lama, a Fox TV affiliate, WOFL, with details.
The front door busted in. Two people run into the pet store, heading straight for the puppies, placing the dogs one by one into a bag. The sheriff's office says these intruders stole six English bulldogs, six French bulldogs, two Yorkies, one poodle, and a dachshund. In all, 16 puppies taken. Deputies say worth about $100,000.
Yeah, there were two suspects seen on security video, which is now being circulated on social media. Heading into the holiday weekend, let's check that weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With occasional showers and a few thunderstorms across south-central Kansas this morning, some of the rain could be heavy at times. This afternoon's high 78, but much of that depends on exactly how much of a break in clouds we get. Clearing tonight, Tarlo 59, windy and warmer Saturday with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the north gusting up to 28 miles per hour. Some scattered thunderstorms kind of moving out of the area right now. It is 60 degrees, looking for high today, 78. KNSS News Time is 7:37 with Steve and Ted. And as if we didn't have enough to occupy our minds going into this weekend, yeah, guess what? Hurricane season is getting near. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live this morning in Miami. And, yeah, it's hard to believe it's that time of year, Evan.
Oh, it is. We sort of forgot the first few months of the year because we were all locked away. But, yeah, we're here already, and the hurricane season in the Atlantic begins June 1. But we've already had our first tropical cyclone. That was Tropical Storm Arthur last week. So we're already one storm into this, and while I'm sure you guys don't get directly hit in Kansas by hurricanes, that doesn't mean you're not affected by them. The remnants of storms could travel around the country. You could very feasibly get rain in the interior of the country left over from the remnants of a storm or even a tropical depression that's a hurricane that has winded down, essentially, and could still cause significant rain flooding. So you guys have some risk to this. Obviously, you're not going to get storm surge. The ocean is not going to swallow you up. And if it swallows up Kansas, we've got bigger problems. But yes, you know, it is that time of year, and you know, for those who live in the Southeast specifically, we make a habit of telling them it doesn't really matter how many storms there are or will be. It just takes one to ruin your day and ruin your life and your finances. And so now is a good time to call your insurance agent, make sure that that homeowner's policy is paid, make sure that flood policy is paid, because they are two separate things. And if you're a renter, renter's insurance, because the landlord's insurance doesn't cover your stuff, your bed, your clothes, your computer, your TV. So it's really more, I mean, we could talk about the weather geekiness of it, but the real story for most people is the emergency preparedness. We need people to be prepared.
And with our, you know, weather and global technology, we do have a pretty good heads up sometimes on a lot of, we can see them coming from days off through the Atlantic, and we don't know where they will hit exactly, but we do have a nice system for at least having somewhat of a heads up on these things.
Well, yes, you know, and the forecasts have gotten a lot better, both from the seasonal outlook perspective as well as the ability to track each storm and detect when they're forming. The scientists at NOAA and the National Hurricane Center are much, much more better equipped and knowledgeable these days to be able to see when a storm is forming before it actually forms, and to start calling these shots a bit earlier. In terms of the seasonal outlook, they are calling for 13 to 19 named storms, which means tropical storms, and we've already had one with Arthur last week. And of those, 6 to 10 become hurricanes, and of those, 3 to 6 will become major hurricanes, which means Category 3 or higher. And, you know, again, I don't think you're not going to bear the brunt of a Category 5 hurricane in Kansas, and if you are, we have bigger problems. It's one thing to we remind everyone who lives coastally and even inland from the coast a bit that it just takes one storm to really ruin everything for you. It really can. And it doesn't even need to be a Category 5 hurricane. It could be a tropical depression. If it comes in the wrong direction and it looms and lingers along the coastline and is able to constantly regenerate itself, it could dump significant amounts of rain that could flood out whole neighborhoods. and cause lasting generational damage. You know, one of the worst flood storms that we saw with regard to hurricanes was Hurricane Harvey in Texas. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really a very powerful windstorm. It was a Category 1. And in fact, I was in Houston walking around really with no problems. There was no, you know, wind blowing people down. The problem was the unending rain for 5 or 6 days or whatever it was, because the storm stalled right on the coastline. It was able to regenerate itself from those warm Gulf waters off the Texas coast and then spin them around and dump them on Houston. And there were neighborhoods as far north as like the Woodlands, Texas, which is this suburb north of Houston, just being pummeled with rain that wasn't hard rain. It was actually very light rain. It just never stopped. And, you know, there was this one neighborhood I kept checking out. It was a good 6 to 10 feet underwater.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you stay high and dry this weekend in Florida. We'll let you.
That's my plan.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for checking in with us. Have a good weekend, Evan. It's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami with us this morning talking about the 2020 hurricane season, which is upon us beginning next week. 7:42 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Today is an historic day in Wichita shopping history. And I'll tell you more about that coming up in news with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.